From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Iranian opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi was turned back today from joining a ceremony to commemorate those who have died in the government's crackdown on protests against last month's disputed presidential election. Witnesses say police forced Mousavi to leave a cemetery outside Tehran where the memorial was held. They also say police arrested some mourners, and state-run television says tear gas was used to break up the gathering. The case of a young Guantanamo Bay detainee who's been held for more than 6 years goes back before a federal judge this hour. The judge will decide whether the detainee goes home to Afghanistan or to the U.S. to face prosecution. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The case of Mohammad Jawad captures many of the reasons the Obama administration is having a difficult time deciding what to do with Guantanamo detainees. Jawad confessed under torture to attacking Americans in Afghanistan. Those statements were thrown out, and a judge now says there's no good evidence to justify holding him in military detention. But the Obama administration still believes Jawad to be dangerous, so they responded they might indict him in the U.S. Jawad's lawyers and the judge accused the Obama administration of changing the rules mid-game. And now the Obama administration says it might release Jawad, but Congress insists on being notified first. In court this morning, Jawad's lawyers will argue that their client has been in prison for 7 years, since he was about 12, and they'll say it's past time for his release. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Britain is opening an inquiry into the Iraq War. The hearings are to be broadcast and carried live on the Internet. And as Larry Miller reports from London, there will be some well-known witnesses.
It was confirmed the former British Prime Minister Tony Blair will be among those called to give evidence at the inquiry into the events leading up to the Iraq War. The hearings were initially set to be held in secret, but after a political and public uproar, the government agreed to open them up. Heading the investigating committee, Sir John Chilcott.
This committee will not shy away from making criticisms. If we find mistakes were made, were issues which could have been dealt with better, we will say so. Frankly,
requests for government documents have already been made. Chilcott says it's simply a huge job. The inquiry is expected to last through the end of next year. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The world's biggest publicly traded oil company has seen a big drop in earnings. ExxonMobil says its second quarter profit fell 66%. The company says its earnings from the period from April to June came to $3.95 billion, or 81 cents a share. That was down from the record the company set at this time last year and falls short of Wall Street's expectations. There's been a steep drop in oil and natural gas prices from a year ago because of the drop-off in demand due to the recession. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 89 points. The NASDAQ is up 25. This is NPR News. North Korea has detained four South Korean fishermen and their boat after it crossed a sea border into the North's territory. From Seoul, Dwali Saikautau reports.
A South Korean skipper and his three crew members went fishing for squid today, but they ended up in detention at a port in North Korea instead. A North Korean patrol boat seized the South Korean fishermen and their 29-ton vessel after the South Korean boat apparently went beyond the northern limit line and into North Korea's eastern waters. A South Korean military official said the fishing boat's satellite navigation system malfunctioned, causing the boat to accidentally stray north of the sea border. South Korea's government is calling for the release of the men and their boat on humanitarian grounds. North Korea says it is investigating the incident. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Pakistan's former president has ignored a summons to appear before the country's top court for a second day. The Pakistani Supreme Court wants Pervez Musharraf to answer charges that he violated the Constitution by ousting the judiciary and imposing emergency rule in November 2007. The move precipitated the political crisis that led to Musharraf's downfall. Musharraf has been living in London for the past 2 months. House Democrats are making progress on President Obama's top domestic priority. House leaders have agreed to changes in health care legislation demanded by fiscally conservative Democrats on the House Energy and Commerce Committee. The agreement would allow the panel to start voting on the bill as early as today and sets the stage for a vote by the full House in September. Meanwhile, negotiators on the Senate Finance Committee say they are near to a compromise. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.